family of his sweetest friend, this year should be a special source. Avi Marini Marasi Sheyichyu, for Yoshi Avi Yamachila Ben Ritza Rus, for Israel Daniel Ben Shainadina, Moshida Ben Peshadina, the Bracha Batzlacha, Chol Maaseyadem, Linish Mas Maris Esther Bas Rab Shmuel. The opinion of the Taz and Arachaim Simenim Gimel, Siv Kotten Gimel, the halacha is that it's better to take a shliach tzibur from a simple family with a broken heart, because Rachmana Libavai, Hashem wants a good heart, and the Torah brings something similar in the name of the Rush. So everybody asks, Rashi says at the beginning of Parashas Toldos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Tfilas Yitzchak more than Tfilas Rivka, even though they were both great tzaddikim, they were both the parents of Am Yisrael, is because Eino Doma Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rasha Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Yitzchak was a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Rivka was a Tzadik as Bas Rasha. So Yitzchak Tfilas is greater. So how can the Taz say that it's better to get a chazan from a simple family with a Lev Nishbar V'Nitke and not from a Chashev family? No. See, in Rashi, it's better to be the Tfilah of somebody from a Chashev family. So that's the Kasha. So we are going to answer this based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi, Harav HaGaon, Rabbi Yaakov Hamlik Shlita. The Sugya Maseches Tainis, Nafchav Gimel Amid Aleph, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, says that the Chachamim used to go to Abba Chilkia, Ben Benoi Shalchoni HaMagal L'Spala HaLegishamim. One time, they came, and they saw that he's Mispalal B'Tzarechot Shel HaGag, V'Yishto B'Tzadeh Sheni. They saw that he is davening one side of the roof and his wife on the other side. And the rain came on his wife's side. And it was clear that in Shamayim they listened to his wife's tefillah, not his. And when they asked him how his wife was Zelcha, he answered, because she gives bread to the poor, and she davens for the Rishayim that they should do tshuva. Now this adifus, this preference of giving bread to aniyim more than money, we learn from the Sugya Ksuba Samach Zayin Beis, the Gabbai Eishes Marzutra, this milo of davening that the Rishonim should do tshuva, where he learned the famous Gemara, Brachas Daf Yud, like Avi Bruria, Ishis Reb Meir. So why is the Goran Tainis telling us this story? We already know from other Gemaras about the Cheshivas of giving food and giving davening for Rishonim. So it would appear that the Yisod of the story is to emphasize that sometimes other milos are machriya, are more weighty and more decisive than the Maila of Tzadik Ben Tzadik, because Abba Chilkia was a Tzadik Ben Tzadik, and his wife, we don't hear she was a Tzadikas Bas Tzadikas, and yet her tefillah was answered. Why? Because she had other Mailas that were Machriya, that overrode or overcame the Maila of her husband being a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. But if that's true, then it's difficult. Why does the Gemara emphasize that it was a Zimnechad, it was one time, it's mashma that other times this wasn't Shaykh? So it would appear that Adarab, that's the emphasis of the Sugya, that it's clear that definitely the Chachamim came to Abba Chilkia mitzad Maila's Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Like the Gemara emphasizes, he was the grandson of Choni HaMagal, and usually he was answered because of this madrega. But Zimna Chada, one time, other milas were machriya, the milas of his wife, that she was no sanis lechem laniyim, she davened for the Rishayim. So then we have to understand why sometimes is Tzadik Ben Tzadik machriya, like we find by Yitzchak, and sometimes other milas are machriya. Find by Yitzchak that Tzadik Ben Tzadik is machriya, usually with Abba Chilkia, but there are instances when other milas are machriya. So it would appear that the Yisoda Dover is based on the Sugya Yavam, Staf Samach Dal, Amr of Yitzchak, Amr Yitzchak Avinu Akur Hayash, and Amr of Yasser Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto, Alishto Lenemra Lenochach. It doesn't say Alishto, it says Lenochach Ishto. So that means that they were both Akurim, they were both barren. But then why does it say Vayasser Lo? Because God listened to him, because you can't compare the tefillah of Tzadik Ben Tzadik to the tefillah of Tzadik Ben Rasha. Amar of Yitzchak, why are our avos akor? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh l'tefillas nishel tzadikim. Ad kan midivrei Gemara, that God desires, yearns for the tefillas of tzadikim. So we learn from this that there's a type of tefillah she'en letzarech mitzad atzma. She'en kan shum gzeira amitis. Here there's some tefillahs that there's no need for the tefillah mitzad atzma, the tefillah itself. Because there's no real gzeira that says that this person is not roi lekabel this thing. There's just an ikuv that Hashem is misavi for his tefillah. So rov tefillahs aren't like that. Rov tefillahs is a gzeira in shemayim, and you have to be poel to be mishan gzeira shemayim. There are a lot of stories in Chazal al tefillahs she'etzlichu l'kroa gzeiros. It's also the nusach tefillah that we daven k'ra ro gzeir dineinu. So there are two types of tefillah. The type of tefillah that it's a tefillah shem tefillah, that Hashem makes this gzeira just to get the tefillah, but it's not really a gzeira, it's just Hashem is holding it back because he's waiting for the tefillah kaviyachol. Kadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel tefillos nishal tzadikim, and that's what was happening with Yitzchak. And then there's another type of tefillah, which is for a real gzeira, to make a shinuy gzeira shamayim, not just to be yotze that we have to daven. So now we have to understand that it says in the sugya she'en odono tefillos tzadik ben tzadik tefillos tzadik ben rasha, that's only this tefillah that wasn't necessary to be korea tagzeira, to rip up the gzeira, because the gzeira already existed that Yitzchak's going to have children, Avada, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mesav for his tefillah, and that's why these two members are juxtaposed, because the idea of Yitzchak is of Yitzchak being barren is just to get his tefillah. Hashem is Mesav the tefillah shel tzadikim. So when does Hashem listen to the tefillah of tzadik ben tzadik? When the purpose of the tefillah is the tefillah itself, and not to rip up any pre-existent gzeira. And the svar is clear that if the need for this tefillah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ava for such tefillahs, it makes sense that it should be a hemshech. Ribui hadoros of tzadikim amasman was an inyan of davening in the same makom. Because when you daven in the same makom, each tefillah is like a hemshech of the previous tefillah. So when you have tefillahs of tzadikim, so each door is a hemshech of the previous door of their tefillahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have a special chiba for that kiviyachol. We also find when Am Yisrael was at the Yamsuf, the Mitzrayim running after them, and they were stuck in between the Mitzrayim and the Yam, and that's because it says in Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mis'avi for tefillos nishal tzadikim. It says there, shetofsu omanos avosam, they grabbed the omnus, the craft of their avos. So Hashem wanted that tefillah. Hashem came al tzavos. So you see that this inyan of mis'avel tefilasam is when there's a hemshech of the doros, that it's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, mashenkein, a tefillah that has to rip up a pre-existing decree. To that you need a lev nishbar v'nitke, or b'schus shviras libo, you'll be zochet v'shviras agzera. And there we say rachmana liba boy, and there it doesn't matter that whether your father's a tzaddik or not a tzaddik. Adarabah, maybe it's better if he's not a tzaddik, because then you have a broken heart. In Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvav Amud Beis, it says that you could be matzliach b'tefillah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu liba boy. That's how you're matzliach in tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu liba boy. More than on Gatlus B'Torah. And the Gemara says this about the tefillah of Rabbi Yehuda, the tefillah, the Talmud of Shmuel. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. It says, Anida, Ein Zeh Yiludisha, Kedushin, that's what his Rebbe says about him, Anida. In Kedushin, it says that his father of Yechezkel was a Bar Maisim. So the Gemara doesn't relate to it at all to this svara, and when it says the reason why Rabbi Yehuda was matzliach in his tefillah, why? Because he was matzliach even mizman that there was a gzeira, and he needed to break the gzeira, because it's part of the story. It says there, the Gemara mentions that sometimes he was answered by Hasaras Na'alayim without even saying any tefillah. Here there was no inyan of a Kadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel tefillos nishal tzadikim, because tefillos nishal tzadikim in Pashtus is when you're actually davening, you're saying the words. And here even he wasn't saying any words. Here he just took off his shoe, and already he was answered. So you see that here, the Gemara is not relating at all to the Maila of Tefillah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesabel the Tefillah and Shel Tzadikim. And therefore, it wasn't necessary for the Gemara to talk about the fact that he was a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Because here we're talking about ripping up decrees. And we're talking about ripping up decrees, so then Tzadik Ben Tzadik doesn't help us. That's only when you're in the track of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesabel the Tefillah and Shel Tzadikim. Gemara there says that even though at other periods they were better learners, but when it comes to davening, the Lev Nishbar was Machriya. So what's the maila here of the Lev of the Lev Nishbar of Rahman Ali Babai? That has nothing to do with Tefillah Sadik Ben Sadik. That now we're talking about ripping up decrees. So when you talk about ripping up decrees, the maila of Tefillah that rips up decrees, their Sadik Ben Sadik is not a factor. The determining factor here is that you have a Lev Nishbar, and therefore even taking off your shoes enough, because they were talking about where there was no rain because of the Avonis Hador and the Nekuda Shviras HaLev of removing his shoe. That already was what broke the Gzeira. So now we can understand the story of the Mice of Abba Chilkiah and his wife. That Chachamim would come to him and they would ask him to daven for rain. Because they thought, this is not a Gzeira of Atziris HaGeshem, it's a Taiva Shalmah L'shmo Tefillah Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Now you have to figure out theologically what's going on. Why is there no rain? Is there no rain because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to hear our tefillahs? Or is there no rain because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exerted that there should be no rain? So the Chachamim understood that there's no rain because there's a Taiva Shel Maila L'shmo Tefillah Tzadik Ben Tzadik. So merely went to Abba Chilkiah. Abba Chilkiah, Achoini Ben Magal, Achoini Amagal Zanaynikol. That's pretty good. So that's a Tefillah Tzadik Ben Tzadik. So now Hashem's going to get his wish Kiviyachol and hear the Tefillah of a Tzadik. That's why they went to him. But Pam Achas, there was Gzera min Hashemayim not to have rain, and his wife broke the Gzera. His wife was able to overturn the Gzera because she gives lechem la'aniyim, that their heart was broken because of hunger, like it says in Bav Metziyot Beis on the Beis. And she was mispalelis l'toibes harishayim, that they should be zeichet to a lev nishbar v'nitke shel bal tshuva. So that's why in this instance she was answered. She was answered because now it was Gzera min Hashemayim, and for that it's not going to come mitzad tefillah tzadik ben tzadik. It's going to come mitzad other milas, the milas of Lev Nishbar. And with this we can explain the psukim at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, Perek Aleph, psukim Hei and Vav. ולחני דמונה חספיים כי אסחן אהב השם סגר רחמה וכי אסתות שרה סגם כעס בעבור אמא כי שסגר השם בעד רחמה. So it says in both psukim, and already the Malbim asks this kasha, שסגר השם בעד רחמה, that God closed her womb. Why does it say it twice? Right, we're talking about Chana being barren. It says it twice that Hashem closed her womb. Why? However, it's not exactly the same lashon in both psukim. The first pasuk it says Hashem sagar rachma, and there it says first Hashem sagar rachma, first Hashem, and then sagar rachma. And in the second pasuk it says sagar Hashem bad rachma. So first it says the skira, and then it says Hashem. So the Malbim was all made on that also. The Malbim is also not that he needs my scum. So the chilik between the lashonos is that when you first write Shem Hashem, that shows that Hashem is doing this because of his chiba, that he's mesavel the tefilasa. Bevchinas ani velo malach, I want your tefila. And Elkanah understood that this was an inyan of minyas haleida shel chana dafka. And in order for chana to daven ba'ofen shel chiba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesavel for her tefila, so she needs to be besimcha. In order to be besimcha, he gave her manachas epaim. He gave her extra food. He loved Chana, so he wanted her to give. He wanted her to daven properly. He wanted her to daven besimcha. So because now we're in the track of chibas Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is besav l'tefilas nishal tzaddikim. So he was besameach her. But Penina wasn't on the madrega to understand that there's a taiva for the tefillah of Chana. And she thought that it's an inyan of gzeira, that you have to break the gzeira. And such a peranus is done by sending malachi chabala v'chadoim and from Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo kaviyachol. And therefore, it says first the skira before Hezkaras Hashem. First it was closed. And then that was the ikron, and who is it closed by? So obviously, ultimately, it's Hashem. But the Hashem is not emphasized. The closing is emphasized because he's sort of the hidden agent over here, and it's the malachim doing it. So in order to be shover this gzeira, you need a lev nishbar. And therefore it says in the second pasuk that v'ki asta tzarasa gam kas bavur erima, that she made Chana upset. She would torment Chana, said Chana would properly daven mitoch shiver and halev. So in the first pasuk, it's mitzad chiba. So first it says Hashem. Hashem is misabe for her tefillah. Before it says Hashem before Sagar, because the emphasis is on Hashem. He was misabe, and therefore he tried to be misamecha. Rebbe Elkanah tried to be misamechana. And then weiter, in the next pasuk, it switches the lashon for Sagar, because there it's the way Penina understood it. That the ikar is the closing, which is done by Malachi Chabala. And therefore, she tormented her in order that she should daven with a lev nishbar. Because if there's a bad gzeira, you gotta fix it with a lev nishbar. So when Elkanah saw that, so he understood that that year that she's not eating, and he got her to eat and drink, like it says in the pasuk. And then she davened properly. She davened besimcha. And Hashem remembered her, and she had Shmuel. The rest of the story is well known. So Kopanim, we see we understand very nicely now why we pass in the halacha kedas harosh v'ataz. You should have a shliach tzibur sheshavah libo b'tshuva. The didan that most of our tzaras are als gzeiros. Al Tzaravonos, and not Tzadik ben Tzadik, which is coming with Tzadik, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mesabel the Tfilas and Shal Tzadikim, Advarim Nefloim Mamish. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.